Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane joining us for another edition of What's Catching On Air, mate. Elliston Way, what are we looking at west?
Salmon fishing on the beaches, it's pretty much slowed down all the way around the whole coast.
Okay.
But there's still some really good salmon fishing around. There's just not the great big schools of salmon getting around, but most of the beaches have got patches of fish in them.
Okay.
So it's still worth, even if you can't find a school, it's still worth chucking out a lure or a bait because people are still catching some nice fish. So there's all the beaches around Ellison are, you know, worth a crack. There's a number of bronze whaler sharks getting around, both big and small, off all those beaches. I've heard of them from pretty much most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Gummy sharks as well off Talia Beach. Off the jetty at Ellison, there's some really big tommies. There's some good garfish and also some big squid there.
Yeah, sweet. So plenty of options, basically.
Yeah, there's plenty there.
Awesome. How's Coffin Bay looking? With the water starting to warm up, those whiting have been just coming on really well over the past few weeks.
Yeah. In the bays they have, so out at Farm Beach it still was, you know, as normal. It just seems to be normally good out there. But yeah, in the bays there, better size whiting being caught now and better numbers as well. There's still a number of undersized fish, but you know, you just got to sift through them a bit and move around if you have to. The garfish, they're starting to pick up and there's been some decent catches starting to be reported now. I have a look around Dutton Bay for those. There's some good ones in there. Salmon trout, they seem to be everywhere. Tommy's not far behind them. And there's still some decent flathead being caught in around the bays there. Just people flicking out some soft plastics and little lures and, you know, they're getting a few decent ones.
Okay, good to know. So, garfish, they've been pretty decent, sort of coming on form as well, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah. So, out at Farm Beach as well, there's been some good numbers of garfish out there. So, the whiting fishing is good out there. So you can catch your whiting fairly quickly, but if you want to get something decent, like something different, I reckon garfish are probably a much better eating fish than whiting. I definitely like them a lot better.
More flavoursome.
Yeah, so there are some good fish out there. They're biting pretty good too. So sometimes they can go a bit funny, but early in the season, they bite really hard. So it's well worth going out and
extra hungry.
Getting some gars out there.
What about the shore-based fishers? How are they looking at the moment?
In that area, anywhere between Frenchman's and Culls Point, there's a pretty good mixture of fish there. There's sweep, whiting, salmon, tommies, mullet, garfish and snook.
Okay.
And the salmon fishing, as I said, it's slowed down on a lot of areas. There's still salmon on those beaches in around Coffin Bay, but it's not as good as it has been.
Yeah.
It's just the time of the year, I guess.
Water starts to warm up, they start to move out.
They scale up and move out offshore a bit, but they're still around, so there's still some decent numbers around. All the beaches in the area have got them, but had some days where it's been, you know, absolutely beautiful fishing. It's like hardly any wind and no swell, and you think, oh, how good's this? But the fish don't like coming in. When it's like that, they like a little bit of cover. So you've got to work a little bit harder when you've got those sort of conditions.
Okay, quick one for you then. Offshore reports, how are they shaping up?
It's good. So when you can get out, you've got really good nanigai, blue morwong, sharks. Probably going to have some kingfish and sansa fish starting to rock up on those islands. And there's going to be tuna not too far away as well. So I'd probably say by the end of the month.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed that we get the right sort of warm currents that come through and we'll have the first lot of the tuna that rock up.
Because that's really what dictates it, eh? They need that slightly warmer water to come through and all of a sudden they're on.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll just happen overnight. So it won't be very far away. So I haven't heard of any fish being caught up the far west. So normally you'll start hearing of them being caught up around Fowler's Bay and Sojourner. Mm-hmm. They could be there. I just haven't heard. Normally, once they start up there, it's really only
a couple of weeks
and they're here.
Yeah, fantastic. Very excited for that, actually.
Yeah, yeah, maybe far away.
Port Lincoln, how are we looking off the jetties?
Very reliable for squid at the moment, and the late afternoons are probably the best.
Okay.
Those little Shimano flash jigs, and they've been going off as well. We've completely sold out of them. We had them in the product of the week the other week. But everyone that's been using them, they're doing really well. So when they get in, I'd jump on them.
Yeah, definitely.
There's whiting, snook, there's a few garfish around as well off the jetties. So the marina's got all the same, but it's just got a few brim as well.
Okay. Easy. What if you're out in the national park?
You've got some pretty good whiting fishing in the national park, so there's some decent fish there. They're big fish, so some of them can be well over 40 centimetres. They're not in big numbers, but you only need a few to have a decent feed. You got garfish as well, squid, bronze whaler sharks again. They'll be around, they'll sort of be fairly consistent for about a month, both big and small. Salmon as well in the national park off the beaches there. Once again, they're a bit harder to get at the moment.
Yeah, a bit skinny on the ground. If you can find them, happy days.
Yeah, and then you've got plenty of big tommies and mullet, and they've been caught sort of around that salmon hole or Miller's hole.
Yeah, cool. All right. What if you're going down the passage? How are they looking? How boaties going down there?
Yeah, pretty good for warding, but it is hit and miss. But if you get one, if you're one of the hits, you're doing pretty good. So the fishing's really good. And then down at Thistle Island, that's pretty good as well. Good fishing down there for warding. And in the deeper water, there's some good nanigai down there and blue morong. So that they're really all I've really heard. But you're going to get other fish down there as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Lastly, in the bays here, they have picked up really well now. So there's whiting. Whiting are fairly widespread. Same with your squid. Garfish are just starting to come on now. And also snook. So there's some good fishing around. You don't have to go too far from the boat ramps to get a decent feed as well.
And you can certainly tell. You go up Winter's Hill and you go, look at all those boats out. You lucky buggers.
Yeah.
How's Tumby Bay going at the moment?
The jetty's got a good mixture of squid, snook, garfish, tommies, and the odd whiting. And also just the coastline south of Tumby as well. That's producing the same sort of fish as well. So you don't have to fish off the jetty. Some of the rock and beach areas are doing all right.
Yeah, cool.
Boat fishes out at the group. There's been some thumper whiting out there in recent weeks. Fish over 50 centimetres. Real good fish out there. There's snook, squid, garfish, trevally. And the inshore grounds are also producing garfish, squid and snook and a few whiting as well.
Yeah, cool. Further north, Port Neal, Arno Bay. Your whiting should be pretty consistent at the moment,
It's pretty good whiting fishing up there at the moment.
Yeah, cool.
There's garfish, snook and tommies, squid as well, so you'll get them all off there. Bronze whaler sharks, again, both big and small. If you want to fish off the boat or fish off the shore, there's plenty of opportunities to catch them up there.
Yeah.
And the jetties, they're pretty good for garfish, tommies, snook and squid. And Port Neal jetty in particular, that's a very good garfish jetty. And there's a few rock areas in that area as well around Port Neal that produce some really good numbers of garfish and big ones. And they're sort of fishing really well at the moment.
And the product of the week this week, it's a bit of a local icon, isn't it? That it's much copied, but never well. It's a fantastic tumbler bag that is made right here in Port Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah. So they are excellent. They are the only word I can describe it they are excellent. So
you can whack some adjectives in front of it, but we can't put those on the radio. So basically, you tie it to the back of your boat, you whack your frames or whatever it is in there, and it will scale everything for you as you're motoring back to the ramp.
Yeah, so when you've caught all your whiting and squid, garfish, all that sort of stuff, you can chuck them in one of these bags and whack it on, tie it onto the back of your boat. You only need to tow it for probably 3 to 5 minutes at the most, and all your whiting beautifully scaled. So I'll with these bags, I'll chuck a full 30 fish in it quite easily in 3 to 4 minutes, and they're all scaled pretty well. So
that's incredible.
They are excellent. It does squid beautifully. No ink, no slime. It's all gone. Yeah, they are a very tough and strong bag. Plenty of people that have copied it, and the copies are just nowhere near as good as the original.
You go with the Reggie Didge, it's quality.
I know people that have got these, they got the very first original ones when they came out. I think it was about 12 or 13 years ago, and they said they're still brilliant.
It's one of those catch-22s, eh? They're like, love you to buy another one of our bags.
Yeah.
But it goes to show how good the quality is that you don't need to. You know?
Yeah, look, I've got two on my boat. I put my whiting in one and the squid in the other, and they are excellent.
Fantastic. So where can people come and check these bad boys out, mate?
We're on 16 to 18 Hallett Place, right across from St. Tenery.
You beauty. Shane, thanks so much for coming in for another edition of What's Catching on Air.